Well, America, you got your wish. Jackson and Maggie are no more. Amelia has a little bun in the oven, and someone is in some big trouble. We're talking all about it starting right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzzers, why hello! We're back for another amazing season of Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
And I don't know about you guys, but we have a completely new panel, and I am so stoked for this. I am your host, Benny Adams, and before we get into any more, I want to introduce you to these amazing ladies. To the left of me, I want to first introduce you to this woman. Her name is Chelsea. She has been watching since season one.
Yes.
A huge, huge fan of Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, I love my Jesse Williams.
And then to the left of her, we have Lanisha.
Hey.
She is also obviously a huge fan of Grey's Anatomy, but also just a huge fan of dramas in general. So this is why she's on this panel.
You know.
Because she knows what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. I love my drama. And I love that Jackson is single now. Hey.
And then last but not least, she is new to AfterBuzz TV. Also a huge fan of Grey's Anatomy. She's been watching since day one. Miss Haley.
Hello, everyone. Super excited to be here. And fans, make sure you get in our live chat. You're an extension of us, and we want to know what you think of this episode as we keep going tonight.
Exactly. Yes. So we are talking about season 16, episode 1, and we have so much to talk about today. We have our news and gossip. We have our special segment that we are bringing back from last season, The Cure. But before we get into any of that, I have to know, ladies, what did you think about the premiere?
It was pretty good. Very informative. It really kind of tied in a lot of things, and it's going to set the season up, I feel like, especially with Amelia and Link and all that drama. But overall, I thought it was pretty solid.
Okay.
I thought it was more comedic. This round, you know, for our drama, for something,
right.
It's for Grey's Anatomy in general, where everybody is normally dying, but this one was definitely comedic. I was laughing throughout the entire thing.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And for me, you know, overall, I thought it was a solid first episode. It started off a little darker than normally Grey's Anatomy does, but I thought it was really interesting the way they actually structured this show, and there really were some incredibly powerful performances that I was a huge fan of that I know we'll dive into a little bit deeper.
Yeah, so it was a good episode. I'll give it that. It wasn't an amazing episode. It didn't feel like a season premiere, but it wasn't terrible. I give it a good solid B.
Yeah. It kind of felt like, it kind of to me felt like almost like a mid-season premiere. You know, when we get teased with the first 10 or so episodes and then they come back, like that's kind of how this felt a little bit. But then again, the end of last season wasn't exactly the largest cliffhanger we've ever had in the show either. You know, it just kind of, it finished, it tied up nicely, and now here we are, back in season 16.
Exactly. So I want to start off by talking about our main gal of the show, Miss Meredith. So we start off finding out that she really isn't going to get in that much trouble. We know she's fired, but she's talking to the lawyer and she's like, wait, so what happens next? And the lawyer's saying, well, you just go home and live your life. What did you guys think about that when you found out, well, nothing really is going to happen? She's not going to face all these consequences that she thought she was going to face.
I think it really showed us how broken the system is.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Obviously, I love my Meredith, but I think it gave us an insight of the system, because with DeLuca, he got arrested right on the bat.
Right.
Yeah. Right then and there, and Meredith,
she gets a whole trial.
She gets to go home for free, you know? She just gets a slap on. Okay, you could pick up trash. That's your punishment. Like, what?
Yeah.
And she talked back. She's like, no, I'm not sorry. And
see, I think that what we're going to end up coming to the point of is that, is Meredith's pride going to get in the way of what could actually be her future? Because, I mean, Meredith is sitting here and she's in the courtroom and we see her there, and the judge blatantly asks her, if she is regretful of her decision. Mm-hmm. And she clearly is not. Granted, props to her because she had a great answer. What a PC answer to come back at the judge with. But I just think that it's going to come down to her having to admit that she was wrong. And I don't think she's going to be able to do that. So I think that's going to end up what's going to be in her way. And that's going to be a big roadblock for Meredith this season.
Yeah, I was really glad towards the end we find out what is going to happen to her. But in the beginning, when we saw that nothing was really going to happen to her, I was like, once again, Meredith gets off scot-free. Because in past seasons, we've seen her... She's just been able to slide by.
Because she's Meredith Grey.
Exactly. Yes. And it's a little frustrating. So I'm glad that the writers are finally adding a consequence to her actions. Mm-hmm. And I want to bring up the court case. And you said something really interesting. You said her pride is getting in the way. All of you, talk more about what you thought about that courtroom scene. Like, do you agree with what she said?
Okay, I agree, but I don't think she should have said it. Like, I'm the type of person, like, if I know I'm in trouble, okay, I'm just gonna say you're right, just to get past it, just to get over this hill. It's like, Meredith, you're about to go to jail. Yeah. Like, just tell them what they want to hear.
Right.
Your lawyer is even telling you to tell them what they want to hear, and you just don't care.
See, I'm kind of a little bit the opposite. I feel passionately enough about something that I'm going to do what it takes to try and hold my ground regardless. And so, and I think her answer again was perfectly crafted, and the writers did a heck of a job with her in the courtroom because her answer was perfect. She didn't say completely, do I regret my decision? No, but she tied it back to the whole premise of her reasoning was that there's a sick little girl out there, and not just because the court systems are broken, but because just the care of people in her situation and like her father, that's where this all comes down to. That's what's truly broken. And that's what I think is kind of the bigger issue that we're going to end up facing. And that's where, I mean, when with Meredith's pride is because she believes exactly what she did was the right thing to do. And so we'll see how far she goes to fight that battle.
But think about it. If you had kids.
Yes. I was going to say that. Yes.
Which is crazy because she does have kids. But here she is still sticking her neck on the line for this other child. Which, again, Meredith kind of has done that a lot. She sticks her neck out there for people.
I think she just needs to play it safe and just be in the middle. I understand she wants to protect her kids. And then she also wants to protect this other kid. That's how she got into this whole mess. But she also needs to protect herself because she's still, you know, she's a mother and these kids, you know, look up for her. So I think her answer wasn't wrong. It wasn't like a yes, no type of thing. Yeah. I think she answered it well, Haley. Like, I agree with you. But she needs to pull back a little bit because I think her pride is starting to get a little in the way. And, you know, I want them to play a little bit on her license. Like, I kind of want them to scare her a little bit because in past seasons, she gets away with everything. And that's why she keeps making these same mistakes over and over again because at the end, she's like, oh, it's going to be fun.
Nothing's going to happen to me. I'm Meredith Grey.
So it'll be interesting to see how it's going to play out for the next couple of episodes.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's going to stick to it. That's fine. But, you know, hopefully she's able to come back from it because we all love Meredith Grey. We love her.
Yeah,
it's just she needs to learn her lesson a little bit.
Yeah, see, here's where I stand. I'm with the whole, she has kids, so she needs to think about her kids. I appreciate and I understand why she's doing what she's doing because another kid is involved.
Right.
But you still have to put your kids first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm coming from.
See, but the crazy thing is, like, she hasn't put her kids first in this whole beginning. Like, remember, it was Zola's name that she wrote on these insurance papers. So, like, Meredith has known what she's been doing this whole time. And unfortunately, and I don't entirely know why. I'm sure we'll dive more into it as the season goes. But there's a huge reason why she really is putting this family in this situation in front of her family. And there is a little piece of me that I feel like in the back of Meredith's mind, she knows that if dire consequences come down on her, that I think she feels comfortable and confident in the fact that she knows her kids have Amelia and they have Maggie.
Yeah.
That she knows that they will still have a good environment regardless of what happens with her. Is that an excuse for her as their mother? No.
No.
But I think just kind of the way Meredith thinks and a little bit of the way she's been throughout the course of all these seasons, that that's maybe a little bit of her thought process.
Right. Mm. And then deep down, I also think she just thinks she's going to get away with it.
Absolutely.
I honestly think she thinks she's going to get away with it. And speaking of kids, real quick, I want to touch on her kids because we saw how big are they?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Because I remember we saw them last season also, and I was like, oh, they got pretty big. They look like teenagers now.
Just about. Just about.
I feel like an old man. What did you guys think about that?
Yeah.
Seeing the kids, I'm ready to... More of them are talking, because at first it was just Zola that was doing all this talking. Now you got the boys. Now they're having little lines coming through, so...
I think it would be really great if they kind of get more involved with the story plots, and they start having some lines as well.
Or even opinions about how Meredith's actions are affecting them.
Yeah. Mm. And Zola, too, saying, Mom, you kind of affected me, too, because my name is on the line as well. Why would you do this to me?
Exactly.
Right. So I think that would be really great if Grace can kind of take into the next generation.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I think they will, because as we saw, Gray got caught by one of the moms, the school moms, so it might come into Zola's school.
Right.
This is true.
But that's one thing I want to touch on. At the end, when she was talking to DeLuca, she was just kind of laughing about, like, okay, this is how my day went. Yeah, Zola's teacher thinks I'm a criminal. She's not taking it seriously.
No.
And
if
that was me, I'd be mortified. I'd be like, oh my gosh. Because not only am I going to embarrass my child, but I'm embarrassing myself. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look very good for her.
I still think it just goes back to that same tone. This tone she's been setting is that she doesn't think she did anything wrong. And that conversation with DeLuca was very much lighthearted. And if I was DeLuca, I still kind of would be like, yo, I was willing to go to, like, jail for you for this situation, and now you're just kind of laughing it off. Like, this was a pretty serious thing for me. Like,
well, and that's another thing. Her friends really aren't, I don't want to say putting her in her place, but they're not being honest with her and telling her, look,
the severity of the situation.
This is what's happening right now. You need to be serious about this. And I feel like if they did that, she would somewhat start seeing this as a serious thing. But now, since her medical license is on the line, she might start thinking about that. And what did you guys think about that whole scenario when she found out that her medical license is on the line?
I think it's about reality hit right then and there. Like what you guys all have been saying, she's been kind of taking it jokingly. But then again, Meredith has kind of had her, like, a little bit of a crappy life, I'm just saying. So I think she kind of... in her own way, found a way to smile about things like this. But I'm definitely glad that she had that call to, like, get her back in line. And hopefully DeLuca and all of her friends and family members could, like, be behind her and say, yo, we now need to kick it to gear. Kick it to boss mode.
Agreed.
Yeah. And actually listen to your lawyer.
And her face dropped, too, and she was kind of like, oh, okay,
Her tone changed. Yeah. Like, I could feel watching it. I could feel, like, the hairs on her back stand up, like, as she read it. Just, oh, my gosh. Like, there could actually be consequences. Yeah. So
we'll just have to see. One guy who might have a consequence is Jackson, because of his little, I don't want to say fling, but his little thing he has with this new woman. But I want to, before we get into them, I want to ask you guys, were you a fan of Jackson and Maggie?
I was at first. At first, I was, like, I didn't care about the whole, their parents got together. They're not related. They're not blood related. So it didn't bother me at all. But, like, later on, as their relationship was continuing on, you really saw the difference in them, but it wasn't a good difference. It was kind of starting to be like a very toxic difference, especially on that camping trip. I was like, dang, Maggie, he's trying to do something nice for you. Just lighten up.
Yeah.
I definitely think that they are two extremely stubborn individuals that neither one of them, and they're so, each of them are so themselves that neither one of them were willing to come. I think Jackson was willing to give a little more for Maggie, but, I mean, Maggie was set in her ways.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie, I've always been a fan of Jackson and April.
Yes!
I still have not been able to get over it.
April.
Still miss you.
Love to.
Still miss you.
Man.
So just Maggie... she never had a chance with Jackson in my heart. Like, she just didn't. So
I'm so with you, Haley. Jackson, April, I've been loving them. And each season before April went off, I was like, come on, this is going to be the episode. They're going to get back together. I'm ready for it. And then when it didn't happen,
she got married,
and I was so disappointed. It took me a while to be a fan of Jackson and Maggie, but I just learned one thing with Grey's Anatomy. I never want to get hooked on a relationship because either they get killed off or they end up going different ways. Mm-hmm. So I always have to learn my lesson, like, okay, don't get too hooked into this. Who knows, with Jackson and Maggie, it's Grey's, you know, they might not be able to last, but... You know, it took me a while to be a fan of them. I'm not a huge fan. If I had to choose, I would somehow have April be back in the picture if I could.
Husband's gone.
Yeah. Hey.
What about, what's the live chat saying?
So, guys, our live chat definitely agrees with us. We're reading your comments. Keep them up, everyone. So, let's see. Obsessed Fangirl 1D13 says they're horrible, which... Yes, we can agree to that. Again, we have some more. Nevermore 667 says that he is not a fan of Jackson and Maggie, so that's two. Chloe Butler says she did not mind them, which that's fair. You know, obviously it didn't work out for a reason. And then again, Obsessed Fangirl 1D13. Yes, J-April for life.
Yes.
Hear you. Hear you. So super excited that they all agree with us.
Yeah. Keep him coming, guys.
Especially when his belief changed. With him believing in God and everything.
That's huge.
Yeah. I was just like, dang. That was like the perfect time to be with April.
I know.
It was, yeah.
And like,
I remember that.
With April. Because that was kind of a big thing in their last relationship was that she believed in God and he didn't. Mm-hmm. And she had a hard time bypassing that. So that would have been a perfect opportunity for them to get back together.
And then he got in a relationship where she don't.
Shonda, we're here for you. If you need us, we can help you. Just get April back in there.
Bring April back.
Or never know.
Bring
never
me in
know.
There and I can make it.
Anisha's down for that.
I can see that happening.
Okay.
But all right, so we get introduced, or we're back to Jackson and Maggie at the beginning of the episode, and we find out that Jackson, he's not in trouble. He's actually trying to help these two people that are in trouble. Were you guys a little, what were your thoughts when you found out what happened to Jackson? Because remember, there was that cliffhanger during the finale. Yeah. Were you guys surprised that, oh, he's cool, he was just helping someone?
No.
Or were you like...
I think it was pretty standard Grey's Anatomy storyline there.
Yeah.
You know, like that they end up helping someone, they end up being the two that are there, that are okay. And that storyline was just crazy to me, you know, and how that opening scene was just so dark for Grey's to begin and kind of set the tone, and really then fast forward how they did it in four different increments was really interesting to see. And obviously with Jackson, he of course saves the day. That's kind of his thing. That's literally what he does. He's always seems to be in right time, right place.
So I'm split on this because I do agree with you.
Yeah.
I think what they did was really cool. I really loved the darkness that they played a part in. But at the same time, I was really expecting something drastic to happen to
Jackson being
because they left it on a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking he fell off a cliff or something, or he's in a coma or something, and it turns out nothing was wrong with him whatsoever. So I was a little disappointed at that, but it made up for with the two patients that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. But fast forward, Jackson and Maggie, their differences, they just can't work on it, and they end up breaking up. Jackson starts talking to another girl. Do you think it was too soon?
Yes, I do, because I think that she looked, in my opinion, I think she looked like Maggie.
I agree. Completely agree. Completely agree.
Way too soon. Jackson's kind of known to moving on kind of quickly. I think that's the way how he kind of, when he gets really hurt, he moves on.
Yeah.
So it's not, you never know, but I don't think it's going to be something that's going to turn into a huge storyline. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, he loved Maggie the way he says he does. He should have waited a little bit longer.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you said this before. You just said this. He does move on pretty quickly. When he was with April, he moved on to Maggie pretty quickly.
Real quick.
Yeah. So I guess that's just his personality. I don't know. Do you think Maggie has a right to be upset?
Yes.
With him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's still... Obviously, there's still feelings there. I don't know why they thought they could be friends. Sorry. But if, if it's
like
that
they're
fresh,
in each other's lives pretty much forever now because of their parents.
And let's remember, this wasn't a long time period. This was over a matter of 7 days.
Right.
They literally went from having the conversation in the scanning room where they look at all the x-rays of him giving that analogy and basically telling her in dramatic fashion, as always, and the writers did a great job here with this metaphor, but when Maggie's like, am I the one that you think is broken? And A, I think it speaks a lot to Maggie, how she thinks of herself. I think that kind of was a big underlying factor there. But additionally, then when he says, no, it's us, it was like, they're broken beyond repair. That kind of, I think, was the solidifying factor that they're done skis.
Because he said, there is something that is broken beyond repair that you can't fix. I love that quote. And that's why I like they tied in the patient, because like true Grey's Anatomy style.
They always do that.
They always have a metaphor with the patient and then how a relationship is going to form or fall apart.
Well, I'm agreeing with y'all. I was saying, you guys said it best. I liked it.
That was one of my favorite underlying themes of this episode. Truly, it's that love conquers all, and you will go to dramatic lengths when it is true love. And I think we saw that on several relationships in this show.
Unfortunately, it just was not meant to be for Jackson and Maggie.
Nope.
But someone, a couple that does seem like they're going to go the distance is Joe and Krev. But before we get into them, we have a special announcement that we want to tell you guys.
Yes. Hey, guys, before I move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. In order to help us grow, we ask please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment. Again, we just really want to thank Kevin and Maria for creating AfterBuzz TV, because we're able to engage with you guys as fans, and we're able to do what we love.
Exactly.
Hey, I like that.
Is anyone saying anything in the comments?
You know, everyone's pretty much in agreement with us. Just gonna remind everyone, keep chiming in. Again, we love it. We love that you're interacting with us. We want to know your thoughts as well, because obviously we're all extremely opinionated about this episode, and we care to know what you think too.
Exactly. So moving on to Joe and Karev. Joe's storyline was my favorite storyline last season.
The only, I feel like, the most dramatic.
And I think it was my favorite because we saw Joe as this happy-go-lucky girl, and then all of a sudden she just loses her sense of self after, you know, what happened to her. And so now we fast forward to this season, and we see that she's now getting help, but she's still in that deep, dark place. What do you think about her situation with Karev and how she just, she kind of still feels sorry for herself?
I think she's coming out of the hole a little bit. I think she's starting to see some light. She obviously does have a long way to go, but I just have to say, I respect the writers of Grey's Anatomy so much for even touching on this subject, because depression is very, very real. And it's something that if you're going through something, getting help is one of the strongest things you can do. And I love that they weave that line in there from the doctor, who we never even saw her face, but that when Joe was talking about how broken she is and how broken she sees herself, to be reminded that you are strong just by taking the steps to get help. And I think that was one of the most powerful performances. It was incredible. That whole scene was wonderful.
I just want to say I am so impressed by this couple each season. Their maturity has just grown so much. When we first got introduced to Joe a few seasons back, you know, she was kind of that one that would get into fights, kind of have like an anger management problem. Same thing with Karev. And it just makes sense that they're able to tackle something so big as depression and handle it so well. And just in that moment between Karev and Joe, it's just such an authentic moment between them that my heart went out to Joe, because she's just thinking, am I doing everything okay? And I think the writers nailed it with their performance.
And I am team Alex 100%. Oh my gosh. The fact he's not giving up on you at all, okay, Joe? He don't care if you remind him that I didn't even know that they weren't legally. I wasn't even thinking about them not legally being married.
Because they're so in love.
Well, and I was at the wedding. Like, y'all are married. I don't care what papers you guys have. You're married.
Facts.
But just the fact that he's not given up on her, and they are, I definitely agree with you, they're showing the stages of depression.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the earlier season, she was just not even crying. She was just flat out, just like dead inside.
Yeah.
And you could definitely see that emotion. And now she's at the stage where she's at least able to talk about it and actually show her emotions. So I am definitely looking forward to this storyline playing out, to just seeing the stages of depression and how, hopefully, please let her get out of it and let Alex and Joe just be happily married. Stop touching on them. I love them.
I think they're going to be one of the ones that love conquers all.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I do think that that's... And Nevermore 667 agrees with us once again. They say that Joe and Alex are one of their favorite relationships on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can't argue with you there. Cannot argue with you there.
Well, speaking of really good storylines, a storyline that I cannot wait for is Amelia's, because she is preggers. Oh my gosh. And she didn't even believe it.
I know. She kept denying it. She's like, wait, are you sure?
Yeah.
I think she thought Karina was hitting on her a little bit.
Yeah. You know? Like, just a little. Just a little bit.
Are you passing a vibe my way? Or like, what are you trying to say, Karina?
Well, first of all, I thought like they were going to explore that relationship, you know? So it's good to be a love triangle between her and Link.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I thought that.
You never know. Hey, writers.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good idea.
Well, because she did say, I was waiting to see if you were going to come see me. And it was like, what?
Yeah. What did you guys think about how she... I want to talk about the patients a little bit. We kind of talked about them beforehand, but what did you think about how Amelia was able to just figure out what was wrong with Jai? Because he completely just passed out. He wasn't waking up. He had been out for weeks. What did you guys think about that?
I always think it's an aha moment, because I don't think like a doctor. You know, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But just by them having just a casual conversation and then her coming to that conclusion with a simple clue.
Yeah.
Like, just a simple word, and she thought of the rash.
Right.
Like, that was crazy. And she was able to... I just love that. She was able to save the man's life.
Yeah.
And the wife was a little crazy for me. In my taste, she was a little crazy.
Well, do you think she had... Do you think she was acting out when she was saying, you know, she doesn't want this for her husband, or do you agree with her?
I get, like, the suffering and everything, but she was willing to get, for a wife, she was willing to give up too quick, in my opinion.
Yeah.
If I was a wife, I'd have been like, you keep trying to try every single thing you can to save my man. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, because she pretty much went, I guess, about 2 weeks when she was ready to... just call it quits, and thankfully for Amelia, I feel like Amelia and Link have done that before. They've been in a date-like situation, and then they've solved some problems, and last season a couple times, too. So that's just, like, a thing for them. They're just out together, and then it's like, voila, light bulbs. Let's go fix some problems in the hospital.
Yeah, I do like their relationship together, but I agree with you. I think the wife gave up on the patient way too quickly.
Way too quick.
She should have fought for him a little bit longer.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on to our news and gossip real quick.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, your news and gossip for this week. Jake Borelli, who plays Levi, in a recent interview with Entertainment Tonight, he mentioned Krista Vernoff, who is the showrunner for Grey's Anatomy and also for Station 19, says that they are going to be having some crossovers this upcoming season. So it's going to be story plots and crossovers with the characters. Jake has mentioned that he's done 3 episodes of Station 19 in the past and had an opportunity to know the actors and loves them. So he's so excited they get to play in the same universe once again.
Nice. And their crossovers are really good usually.
They are.
So I'm excited about that. All right.
More Ben.
Yes, yes. All right. So we have a special segment for you guys. It's our top 3.
Yes.
Do you want to explain what that is?
All right. So for our top 3, we always have it in the premiere, mid-season, and the season finale. So since this was season 1 and we didn't really get to have as many topics, I decided to do one for season 15, which is our top triangle relationship.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for 1, we have Owen, Amelia, and Teddy. You guys, that triangle... Who do you guys think Owen, for the women, what team are you guys? Owen and Amelia or Owen and Teddy?
Amelia.
I was always Amelia also, not gonna lie.
I was Amelia. I mean, even when Teddy came by a couple seasons with Dr. Yang, I still just felt like Owen and Teddy were just friends, like buddy-buddy, so I'm still trying to get used to their relationship.
Agreed, and even at the end of last season, it wasn't until literally the ninth hour that they have decided to be together, so it's been too rocky for me and up and down, and you know, maybe, like, I think the writers are finally kind of making a distinct decision for all three of them, pretty much, of their relationships, so.
I think Owen should just be single. All right, let's go to our next couple. Yes, Owen. So Teddy's decision between Owen and Tom.
Okay.
Okay, did anyone pick up on that shade that Tom threw Teddy's way when he saw her?
That's why I like Tom. Okay, so that's why I'm going to pick Tom.
Yeah, I was like, boom, go. Still fight for what you want, Tom. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Yeah.
And Tom, oh my gosh, I'm just thinking about that finale season when he was just making the baby crib.
Oh, right. I know.
I was just like, dang, girl, just give that man a try. Like, he's just there for you.
Teddy and Tom. I was always a fan of them, so kind of disappointed with that. But who knows?
You never know. Because he said he's willing to wait for her, so you never know. All right, let's go into our last couple. So you guys remember this?
Yes.
Meredith, Link, and Dr. DeLuca.
DeLuca.
It's happening. It's there. He's practically living in their home. So
now, before they established their relationship, were you guys always Team DeLuca?
I was always Team DeLuca.
Always?
Yeah. I couldn't. It was hard for me to picture who can Meredith be after Dr. McDreamy passed away.
Oh, yeah.
That was hard.
No one can be him.
No one can be him. But I'm starting to be a fan of DeLuca.
Yeah, I'm all on board with DeLuca. I love how he has pursued Meredith. It's been so genuine. And I just think that now I also love Link and Amelia, so I'm good with the way that that is happening.
Right.
Yeah. I was Link at first, and then I went to Team DeLuca.
All right, let's move to our other special segment, The Cure. Real quick, what was your special cure moment of the show?
Oh, my gosh. The debate with Dr. Weber and his wife. Yeah,
okay.
I like seeing that establish and how it's ruining their marriage. Hopefully they could come back together, but I like seeing the beef between them because they're a little funny.
Mm-hmm. See, my The Cure moment was a lighthearted one. So for me, it was the interaction between Kareb and Weber. Like, just their banter with one another, how comfortable they are. And I think that's going to be one of the more lighthearted storylines this season, so I'm really excited about that one, and that was my moment because they gave me some good chuckles and how I was like, I don't even work for you, and Weber's like, oh, but I can work for you. Like, it was just really funny the way that they did that whole scene, and I really liked it. So
my cure moment, I'm still with Joe and Karev. That was just so sweet.
Yeah.
Again, loving their relationship, and I cannot wait to see how much it's going to grow.
Absolutely.
It was good stuff for this first episode, so very impressed with them.
Yeah, I have to give mine also to Joe and Karev. Karev, he's the OG, or one of the OGs of this show. So, and like we were saying earlier, we love their relationship. It's so good, and I just can't wait to see more of them. And, the future is looking bright. Speaking of the future, let's get into our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do you guys think is going to happen?
My biggest prediction, I think, and I'm fingers crossing for, is that this pregnancy is going to be tough on her because of her past. And I think we're going to get a lot of kind of flashbacks of her dealing with that. But I do think that Link is a great guy. And I think that Link is supportive of her. And I do think that their relationship will grow. And I think that this is going to be something that works out. Again, I think it's going to work. I hope so. For Amelia's sake, I really hope, because I think she would make an incredible mother.
Yeah. See,
I
will dive into that even more because I was thinking about the pregnancy too.
Mm-hmm.
I think Owen's going to play his little jealousy ways again, causing Teddy to see that, and hopefully she runs into Tom's arms.
She's really team Tom and Teddy over here.
Yeah, Owen's been playing too much.
Oh, my predictions. I'm going to go with Jackson and Maggie. I think they're going to be having some flings on and off. Like, she's putting her foot down and be like, we're not friends. We don't even like each other. Mm-hmm. But then something's going to happen where they're going to get back together. But it's not going to be smooth, of course. But I think definitely this season we're going to determine, okay, is Jackson and Maggie going to be staying or are they going to be going?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. Yeah. Maggie is definitely going to try and make Jackson jealous. And it's going to be a very, I think it's going to be very common. Because she doesn't seem like that type of person to do that. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't seem like that type of person that just goes out on a random date. So it's going to be very interesting to like see her do that and become that different person. So I can't wait to see that.
I'm here for it. Yeah. I'm definitely here for that.
But that is all the time we have for today. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I am your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
And I'm Chelsea Overacker. You could find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overacker and on Twitter at Chels Overacker.
I'm Lanisha, and you could find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
And last but not least, I am Haley Graves. You can find me on Instagram at Haley Graves with two S's on the end, and on Twitter, Haley1 Graves2.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Grey's Anatomy.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.